You know, in the mobile chapel, we have about every kind of faith that you can think of come into the chapel. So you've got to be ready. And we're to preach Jesus. And it doesn't make any difference about the church. You know, God will take care of that. If they get born again, washed in the blood, God will put them in the right place. So we had this truck driver come in, and Bunny had to be called away, and I was there by myself, and he wanted to have his truck blessed. If you've ever driven truck, you know that every now and then you got to take it in and have it blessed. And so he bought it in, and he said, "Lady, I'm a Catholic, and I want the priest to come bless my truck." And I thought, holy water. He said, "I want you to put holy water." And I thought, well, I'm in a lot of trouble here. So a friend of ours had made us some rosary beads. I had never used them. I didn't know how to, but I had them on the pulpit. And I also had a prayer shawl laying up there, and I had some anointing oil. And I said, "Well, brother, just bring her on. I put that prayer shawl on, and I got my rosary beads and held them in my hand, and I poured the anointing oil on his truck, prayed over him, prayed in tongues a little bit, shouted a little bit, and that old booger went away plumb happy. Amen." But let me tell you something. We called on the name of Jesus. And it doesn't make any difference about the rest. God will take care of that. Amen. So tonight it makes no difference where you come from. Just kick off your shoes and let's have a good time, okay? We'll break out whatever beads we got to break out. We'll just wrap in whatever cloth we have to. But the main thing tonight is you let God touch you. And God will touch you and he'll bless you if you'll let him. Now I know some of you are just plumb downright. You just stubborn and you're downright stubborn and you're funny and you're set in your ways, but I got news for you. God can still bless you if you'll let him. Amen. That was a dead amen if I ever heard one. Y'all remind me of a teenager that looked at his parents and said, "I'm getting out of this house. I'm tired of living here. I'm going to where I can do anything I want to do." You never said that, I know. "I'm going to where I can have fun and enjoy myself. And don't try to talk me out of it." And he walked out the door, and as he was walking out the door, the parents went behind him. He said, "I said, don't stop me." They said, "We're not. We're going with you." So tonight, I want to be blessed. And if you want to be blessed, let's get in this thing together and let's get blessed together. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just pray tonight that you reach down and touch the hearts of your people. Stir our hearts tonight with your word. I know it's, but Lord, your word says it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by your spirit. And by your spirit, deal with hearts in here. Touch those that are discouraged tonight. Touch those, Lord, that need a blessing. Touch those that need a healing. Touch those that need salvation. Lord, I pray tonight you just cause us to rise up, Lord, and to realize who we are in you. And Lord, that you have everything under control. It makes no difference what the political scene may be. You're still God over the universe. Oh, Lord, we praise you and we worship you and we commit this service into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the fourth chapter of the book of Nehemiah. I want to speak from the fourth chapter of the book of Nehemiah, and I want to read from the 14th verse. Nehemiah 4:14. "And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be ye not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses." In Nehemiah 4:14, "And I looked and rose and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible." And that's what I come by the church to tell you tonight, is remember the Lord. Amen. Don't be afraid. Get up, Bob. We got some fighting to do. You know, when you get a little bit older, people want to set you down. they don't want you to get anything out of, you know, they're afraid you're going to throw your back out or your corns might hurt you. But let me tell you, when you get a little bit older, you just learn how to walk a certain way. If your back's hurting, if your corns are hurting, you just know what pair of shoes to wear, and you're still in the race. Amen? Oh, yeah. You're still in it. And I'm telling you tonight, it makes no difference how young you are or how old you are. We got work to do for the Lord, and we can't sit down, but we got to get up and go on for the honor and glory of God. Oh, these people are really happy tonight, I tell you. Now, there are four kinds of people. There's one type that they don't know what's going on. And then there's the type that they just look on. And then there's the type they don't know what's going on, and they're not looking on. They're just walking fast and looking worried. And then there's the type that will get it done. If you got a job to do, you call them and they gonna get it done. And that's the way Nehemiah was. He had already seen the temple rebuilt. He'd already seen the revival. He'd heard about the revival. His people had been carried off into bondage because they failed to trust God. Anytime a nation, anytime a state, anytime a family, or anytime an individual will not serve God, then God cannot come in and bless them because they won't let Him. And that's what had happened to Israel. That's what had happened to God's people. They had got in a place where they were not in God's will, and the enemy came in and carried them off into captivity. But you know what? Nehemiah heard about what was going on in Jerusalem, and he wanted to go back and rebuild the walls. And the Bible says that when he did this, he began to pray. Tonight, if you want to do something for God, you got to learn how to pray. If you want to see a revival, you've got to pray. If you want to see your God's people blessed, you've got to pray. It's not in what we're going to do. It's what God can do through us. And He can only work through us when we humble ourselves before Him and let Him use us as instruments unto His honor and glory. Amen?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And you know, when you pray, when Nehemiah prayed, God made a way for him to go back to Jerusalem to repair the walls that had been torn down when the city was destroyed. You know, the enemy wants to come in and tear your walls down. You say, why do they need walls around the city? You need protection. Why does the devil come in and try to tear the wall of love down around your family or the wall of love down around the church? He wants to come in so he can run over and he can destroy and he can take away the blessings of God. But I come by to tell you tonight, we're going to build a wall in this church tonight. I'm not talking about a petition between one another. I'm talking about build a wall to keep the enemy out and the blessings of God in. Hallelujah. Blessed Jesus. Amen, Blondie. Keep on. See, when you pray, it enables you to weather the storm. See, Nehemiah was going to face a storm when he got to that place. Everything was tore up. Everything was a mess. The people were in disarray. He had a big job. But you see, when you prayed and you got word from God, then you're going to be able to stand the storm.
Amen. You
ever got in a real good storm? We were down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and the sirens went out, were going off, and they said a tornado was getting ready to come through, and everybody was running toward the truck stop. Them truck drivers, I didn't know they could run like that, man. They jumped down on them trucks, and they was running for the truck stop. And you said, what were you and Bunny doing? We were right there behind them, running right. And we got halfway across the truck stop lot, and I told Bunny, I said, stop. I ain't dying in no truck stop. If I go out of this world, they're going to find me in that Jesus wagon over there. I'm going to be in trucking for Jesus. When I go, that's where they're going to find my body. So we went back to the mobile chapel, and we got in there, and we started to pray because a storm was a-coming. And all of a sudden, we felt that trailer begin to shake like that. And all of a sudden, we felt it lift up, a tractor and trailer lift up off the ground. I tell you, old Bunny Gregory got super spiritual. You heard, oh, yes, Lord. Some of you say, well, I don't believe in that. You let a tornado get under you, honey, you're going to say, yes, Lord, too. You're going to see something. You're going to even spit out some foam once in a while. Amen? And we began to pray, and all of a sudden, that trailer just set right down. And that tornado jumped over us and went on down the road. You see, when you pray and you trust God and you stay under the name of Jesus, the storm might come, but it won't tear you up. You'll still be in the battle when the storm is over. And you got to know that. And you can only know that when you've touched God. Hallelujah. And then when you pray, you access God. When you pray, you receive the ability to get divine help.
Amen.
Have you ever tried to help somebody build something? Have you ever tried to help your husband? Any women in here know what I'm talking about? Girls, are y'all not married, I assume? Well, let me tell you how you tell when you got the right man. Tell him to build a porch on something, and you help him. And if y'all still together after that building, come see Blondie. I'll give you some instructions. Blondie was going to put a front porch on our house. He said, Blondie, I want you to help me. I said, well, here I am. He gave me the easy part. He just wanted me to hold that 16-foot beam up. We had these great big ladders, these big 16-foot folding ladders, step ladders. And he was on one and I was on one, and my job was to hold the beam up while he did the hard work putting the nails in it. And he climbed up on the ladder and he says, Blondie, I got the wrong size nails. I'll be back in a minute. Just hold it there. So I'm up there holding. When he got back, I said, put a nail in it. I done had all this I could take. Don't you know what you're doing? You should have had that. Have you ever talked like that? And he's over just a nailing and giving me the darts coming out of his eyes. And finally, we got that beam up. Whoo, that was a heavy job, and I was glad when it was over. And when we got that off the ladder, you know what we did? We nailed the beam up in between the ladder. Don't y'all look at me stupid, because I know you. I told Buddy, I said, now what are you going to do? I am not taking it down. I said, get the hacksaw and saw the ladder in two. We finally wiggled around there and we got it down. But let me tell you something. It was hard work. But when you go to praying and you work together, you got to be in one mind and one accord. Or you going to nail up a mess too. Some of you got messes all over your house because you tried to build and you didn't pray. You say, how do you know? When we look at it, we have to look at it this way. If you ever done any building, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, we got a lot of trees in our yard now. And you trade your weakness for God's ability. And Nehemiah, when he started this work, and it was major work, he completed it with the help and grace of God and the workers in 52 days. Let me tell you, when you pray, what seems to be an impossibility will be accomplished because God will bless your work that when you start it, you can finish. How many of you know people always start stuff and don't want to finish? Amen. That brother there knows what he's saying. And then when you pray, it produces the power of agreement. The Bible says that they had a mind to work. A lot of times we don't see anything going on in the church because the people don't have a mind to work.
Amen.
The people at my son's church, sometimes they get under my nerves because I'm one of these people, if I say we're going to paint the room, we're going to come in here and we're going to paint the room. That don't mean we're going to have breakfast and we're going to have lunch. Then they're going to smoke 5-6 cigarettes, and then they're going to go home and take a nap. And tomorrow, no, we're going to stay here until the paint's on the wall, and you eat when you finish. That's the way I am. Well, for some reason, I don't know why, they don't like to work with me, okay? But tonight, if we're going to get things done for God, we got to work together, we got to stay in the race, and we got to stick to it till the job gets done.
Amen.
And that's why our churches are not being blessed, is because we can't get in one mind and one accord. We don't have a mind to work. But we got to do what God has called us to do. And you know what? You might be a better painter. You might do this. I can't do trim work because I get paint all over everything. I'm one of them sling it up and let's go. And then somebody else has got to come in. But if we work together, we can have a good finished product.
Amen.
And you see, when the congregation and the people and the neighborhood sees you working together, they're going to want to come in here and be in church with you. But if they see you out here fighting in the parking lot, they ain't going to want to come around you.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Well, but sometimes we just don't know. We don't want to admit that we have anything. Have you ever talked to anybody that didn't want to admit really what was they had problems? It was like a policeman. He saw this man weaving in and out of traffic, and he stopped and he said, "Sir, I'll have to give you a breathalyzer." He said, "I can't do that. I have asthma. If I breathe in that thing, I think it might set off an asthma attack." He said, "Well, I'm going to have to give you a blood test." He said, "No, I'm a free bleeder. I'm afraid if you punch me with that, and I'll bleed to death if you have to check my blood." He said, "Well, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to draw this line on the thing, and you see if you can walk that straight line." He said, "I can't." He said, "Well, what's your reason now?" He said, "I'm drunk." We go through this whole list of stuff, but when it comes right down, we need help. But if we'll get together and we'll pull together, we can be like Nehemiah. We can come together and God will bless us to get the walls up. I love what Nehemiah done. He had people, he had opposition coming against him. He had the enemy calling him down off the wall. Listen, I love this part. This part's really good. He's up there building. He's got people so involved in building. He's got one of them working with a hammer. He's got this bunch over here with a sword, so if the enemy come up, they can fight. Then they got another group with a horn. If you see the enemy coming, you blow the trumpet. We'll know it's coming. You do the fighting, but we ain't going to stop work. He wouldn't even let them go home and take a bath until they got finished with the work. That was one stinking bunch, but they got the work done. And you know what? The enemy called them down, wanted to call them down off the wall and tell him, "You can't get it done. You can't build this." Now, think about that. Just think about that. You're out there building the wall, and you got your workers with you, and the enemy tells you you can't do it. Duh, I'm doing it. How many times have you been in the program of God, and the old devil called you off the side, says, "You can't do that. You can't sing. I don't like your singing. Boy, have I heard that one a lot." Well, I'm doing it. Been doing it. Gonna keep on doing it. Why? Because I ain't coming down off the wall. Nehemiah said, "I'm not coming down off this wall. I'm staying up here." That's what you need to say tonight. "I'm not coming down off the wall. I'm staying up here until the work is done," because he said, "I'm doing a good work and I'm not coming down, and I'm not going to talk to you about how bad I'm doing." Have you ever had anybody come by and tell you how bad it was? Have you ever had anybody come by, "Well, you can't do this, and you can't do that"? And you know, if you ever really needed help, guess what? Do you know what I'm going to say? You can't find them. You know what I'm saying? Like that man, he's on a passenger ship, and he looked at the captain, and they passed a deserted island. And there was this guy out there with his big beard, and he was jumping up and down and waving at the passenger ship. And the passenger said, "Captain, who's that man over there?" He said, "I don't know who that is. But every year when we come by here, he just goes crazy." It's just some people you're not going to stop for. Do you understand? But Nehemiah had a plan. God gave him a plan. And not only did God give him a plan, he gave him the assets to build. Not only did God give him the assets to build, but he gave him favor with the king, and the king supported him. The heathen king that had him in captivity, he let him go back to Jerusalem and paid his way to build the wall, supplied the timber, gave him authority to go, gave him leave to go. And I'm saying, when you make your mind up to work for God, say, "I'm going to stay on this wall. I'm going back and do what God called me to do." God will give you favor, and he'll bless you and provide what you need when you need it. Now, Nehemiah faced opposition. One of the first things he faced was the mess. It was just, everything was in such a mess. It was rubble everywhere. Have you ever looked at if things are just such a mess?
Amen.
Everything was just all to pieces, but you know, you just start one piece at a time.
Amen.
And then he had the opposition, so people telling him that he couldn't do it, but that didn't stop him. People told us when we started trucking to Jesus that You can't go truck for Jesus. You can't do it. They told us all the reasons why we couldn't. But we had only one reason why we could. God said go.
Amen.
And we had a heart to go. That was 33 years ago. I'm still going for Jesus. You say, why? Because God is faithful. And when man says you can't do it, you got to go to the authority. You know that God says you can do it.
Yes.
He said, has God provided? Yes, God has provided for our every need. When we need it, God sends it in. When we first started out, our supply limit was really low. Lord, have mercy. Woo, child. I can cook Spam. I know 50 different ways to cook Spam. We ate Spam. One day, God blessed us. Oh, we hit the big time. The truck driver bought in 16 cases of Campbell's soup. Man, we had soup everywhere. We were so blessed. We didn't hit the big time. We had the soup. I went to a church down in Taft, California, and told them God done sent us in 16 cases of soup. And a woman come to church that night and bought me 9 boxes of crackers. Let me tell you, God will send in the soup. He'll send in the Spam. He'll send in the crackers. He'll send the workers in. He'll send the finances in. But you got to make your mind up. I'm on this wall and I'm not coming down. I'm staying up here until the work is done, until it's completed, because I am doing a good work. Hallelujah. 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 I'm doing a good work. I ain't coming down. You know, and he had Nehemiah had internal problems. The group inside was fussing with one another. Lord have mercy, have you ever been in a mad church group? Oh Lord, we got board meetings. I've been in some where I've seen garbage cans flying through the air. But you know, when you're in church and your pastor's wife, sometimes you might have a little with your husband, you know, and you can't just say, shut up, Bunny. I was in church and it was around Easter time and Bunny done something to really make me angry. I don't know what. He's this group there at this church. They know I have my side of the roster stand and Bunny has his side of the roster stand, and somebody had blessed us. They know we like those marshmallow peeps, you know, those little bunny rabbits. And they put me up, set over here, and Bunny set over there. And Bunny made me mad. So while his back was turned and he was shaking people's hands, I took my pencil and poked a hole in his bunny rabbits and opened up the paper. And I took out each little rabbit and bit the heads off every one of them. And I laid them all back down in there so nice and neat. And when he come back, he got the message, all right. But sometimes we just bite one another's head off and we wonder why we're not getting blessed. But Nehemiah said, let me tell you something. If you want the blessings of God and you want to be complete in the blessings of God, you got to let all this anger and all this fussing and all this internal stuff, it's got to go. In other words, we got to get along. We got to get in one mind and one accord. We got to be sweet to one another. Some of us just need a good old sweetening up. Have you ever had to give your kids a good old attitude adjustment and just sweeten them up? I tell you, sometimes God needs to take us and just sweeten us up and get us to where we can get along with one another and be sweet and happy when you work. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'm doing a good work and I'm not coming down. You know, I told y'all last year, I love Oklahoma sayings. And one of the Oklahoma sayings is, your foot is never going to heal as long as the horse is still standing on it. Some of y'all will catch that tomorrow. Horse on the foot, foot hurts, okay? Bunny, I told that 15 times and he ain't got it yet. But some of us are just wondering why we're not getting any better. And we got that old bitterness and unforgiveness. And somebody tells us to paint it blue, and we don't want to paint it blue, we want to paint it pink. Somebody tells us to put down blue carpet, we don't want blue carpet, we want red carpet. And it's the little things, it's the little stuff that causes internal arguments and fussing. And then first thing you know, we don't have any walls up. And any little thing will get us mad, and we'll come down off the wall and say, well, I quit, I ain't going to work no more. Honey, I done been in this thing long enough. I'm going to hang on that wall. Blondie, when you coming off that wall? I tell you exactly when I'm coming down off the wall. When I hear that trumpet sound. I'm coming off the wall. That's when I'm coming down. When I hear the trumpet sound. Because you see, I'm doing a good work. And I'm going to stay up here until the Lord calls me home. Yes, I've had people say things that maybe they shouldn't have said, but for every one nasty person, it's been 10,000 sweet ones come down the road. Don't focus on that one old grouch. You know, we let one old grouch ruin the whole day. God wants to bring 10,000 sweet ones around. And tonight we need to pray that God will sweeten us up. And God will help us stay on the wall because we've got an important work to do. And Nehemiah, his last words. And one thing, I love a prayer he prayed. He said, Lord, strengthen my hands. See, when your hands get weak, that means your heart's weak. If you have a heart toward God, then your hands are going to be strong to do God's work. Because you see, what's in the heart beats what's in the hand. Amen. You know, you may not be accomplished in all this and all that, but if you got a heart toward God, God will strengthen your hands to do the work that He wants you to do, and it'll be a good work and a completed work. You just need to say, Lord, strengthen the hands. Here I am. I'm going to stay here and do what you call me to do. And his last words in Nehemiah 13:31, he said, remember me, O my God, for good. And that's what I want to be able to say. When I stand before my God, I want to be able to say, remember me for good. I stayed on the wall, and I encourage your people to keep on keeping on. Now, church, we got a great work to do. You've done great things in the past, okay? But the greater works are still ahead.
Amen.
Amen. And we can be a mighty army that in just a short time, what's been years and years coming, God will do such a quick work in just a few days. The wall can come up. A revival can sweep the land. And God's people can be ready to dwell in that city. You talk about what Jerusalem? I'm talking about that new Jerusalem. Amen. That new Jerusalem. I want to be a person that's kept my eyes on the Lord. And there's been times in our ministry and trucking for Jesus, it's not always been glamorous living in truck stops. If you've ever stayed in them a long time, showering in truck stops, doing your laundry in truck stops, eating in truck stops, that's why I look so good. Woo! This body is dedicated to Truck Stops of America food. Amen? Woo! You say, what did you eat? A little bit of everything. But I'm still here. I'm still on the wall. And what about you? Stand with me tonight. Margaret, come quickly. Tonight, if you're in this church and for whatever reason you haven't got on the wall to begin with, you're not a Christian, you're not born again, tonight I want you to come up front and we want to pray with you that you'll receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and God will make a great and mighty warrior out of you. But tonight, if you're already born again and you're washed in the blood and you want to do good for God and you want to do more for God. You say, Blondie, I'm going to get on board tonight and I'm going to stay on the wall. And I want you to turn to somebody next to you and tell them, I'm not going to come down off the wall. Just turn around and tell them, I'm not going to come down off the wall. I'm not coming off the wall. Are you? I'm not. Come on. I'm not coming off the wall. I'm not coming off the wall. I'm not coming down off the wall. Because I'm doing a good work and you're doing a good work. Tonight, if you want to be prayed for and you want God to bless you and give you a heart and a mind and an unction to stay on the wall and to do that which God has called you to do, I want you to quickly get out of your seat and come down and let me pray anointing on you and a blessing on you that you'll stay on the wall and God will strengthen your hands.